4 hours of sleep last night. Well, the two nights, 5 hours of sleep last night, 4 hours the night before. I'm feeling great. I'm not tired. Maybe it's because I slept 14 hours the night before that. Well, that's what days off are for. Mildly irritating day. The speakers wouldn't work because Windows messed them up. See, I'm only using Ubuntu all day long, which I want to switch over to Arch, but I know you don't know what that is, but that's my geek. This podcast really should be called the Mess on My Desk podcast. I mean, you know, you're an expat, you're over in Asia, you've taught yourself several different disciplines. How does that all work? You know, what is there to talk about? Lots of things. A Taiwan special, I've decided, because Windows messed up my microphone, maybe an hour late today, I'm not going to do my Taiwan specials today. You'll still hear them on time or so, but I'm going to sleep on it. There's going to be a night of rest between this podcast and when I do the Taiwan specials. See, there's a lot brewing, and I guess it'll be interesting to see what the Monday news is. Hong Kong has declared independence, and I'm going to explain a little bit about just some stuff I'm seeing over here from that, but I'm not going to get it in too much to Asia stuff today. No, it was a mildly irritating day. I rewrote the computer color code for my text editor. I didn't even know how to do that. I was just looking at, I mean, you know how when you're looking at your text code, right? Writing your computer programs, which you do all the time, right? Yeah. And as you're doing that, it's important to have colors because you got to have the open quote and the closing quote and the opening parenthesis and the closing parenthesis. And then you got the curly brackets and then you got the parenthesis inside the parenthesis and all that. And you're supposed to have colors because they mean things and they help match up what text goes where. Well, one of the problems with text editors and computers and looking at these things all day long is that it's bad on the eyes. So the colors you're using need to be soft and they need to, you know, something that you can look at because you're looking at these colors for hours and hours and hours and you need to not stress out from it all. Well, I got frustrated with my text editor because its color code wasn't the standard stuff that we're using. So I went and taught myself this morning how to change the colors. You gotta do some computer programming in order to do it. And so I wrote two new color code schemes and totally changed all. Yeah, it's great. It's the best. It was as perfect as a phone call to Ukraine. It was splendid, and I got that done, and I just wanted you to know. Well, how many things do we accomplish in the world that we accomplish on accident? You know what I'm saying? Do you hear me? It's like, you know, you're in your house, and it's like, man, I got to get that bookshelf up, because it's annoying, and you stop what you're doing to go put the bookshelf up, and one thing at a time, your house becomes awesome, your business becomes awesome, your portfolio, the stuff that you do becomes really amazing and splendid because you're, yeah, that's right. In fact, you know what? I'm still messing with the volume here from Windows, so if you don't mind, I'm going to click around here while I'm talking because it's distracting me because I'm sitting here trying to do the recording and the sound isn't what it needs to be, and there. That's better. I don't know if you can hear a difference, but I can see a difference in the little squiggly thing. Okay, so Hong Kong, they declared independence. And the crazy thing about this is that the news isn't talking about it. I've only found three newspapers that have said peep about it. One of them is Taiwan News. Another one is this weird newspaper. I think it's maybe Hong Kong something.hk. And then there's this other new India newspaper online. Time Magazine, Bloomberg, The Washington Post, The New York Times, the Guardian, the Daily Mail. I can't find any of the Express. I can't find it. CNN. NBC, which nobody reads anyway, CBS, I can't find anyone talking about how thousands of Hong Kongers stood together and declared independence. like, it's like thousands of people came together and read aloud their own Declaration of Independence and the basic, very, very, very simple laws for the transition of government. It establishes elections within 3 months. The politicians elected by in those elections cannot ever be reelected as politicians ever again, ever. It's just transitional. All laws in Hong Kong stay in effect. I mean, this they've declared their own government. And the thing is, it's treason. I mean, the United States Declaration of Independence was treason. So thousands of Hong Kongers have committed treason against their current government, and they could be changing the seat arrangement at the United Nations. It's either going to be that, or they could be executed under the law, like put to death, death penalty under the law. Treason is punishable by death, usually, or life in prison. I mean, this is big. I'm not, hopefully you figured out by now, I'm not telling you if I support it or if I don't. I'm just telling you this is big news. And no one in the West is talking about it. Now, I sent Limbaugh an email. Well, if he listens to my podcast before he goes on the air, then he shouldn't mention it just to make it so that I don't have bragging rights. But we'll see. If Limbaugh says something, I want you to know that I emailed him, and maybe that'll mean he gets his news from me. I don't know. George, I didn't say that he gets all of his news from me. I was saying that, well, what's wrong with being a little bit braggadocious? People, well, they understand that. Okay, all right, sorry. George is new. He's been new for the last 10 years. And he's still new. You'd think that he wouldn't be new after 10 years. No, I actually knew a guy who worked at Spring Hill that was called the new guy for 10 years. So maybe it's time to cut that out. There's one other thing. Oh, China and the missiles. Everyone's all worked up. Oh, French is coming. Pardon that, my French there. No, everyone's all worked up about China in their new Dongfeng. I think it should be Dongfeng. It's spelled funny, but I think it means east wind. So that'd be Dongfeng. It'd be Dongfeng, but transliteration of how Chinese ends up in the English that it does doesn't make sense a lot of times. But the DF-41 missiles, they're old news. We've known about these for well over a year beyond that. As I understand, the Navy's been testing against hypersonic missiles. Like when your hypersonic missile is coming at your aircraft carrier, what do you do to get out of the way? The thing is, you know, 30 minutes, China to America. The problem with hypersonics, and there's a few different things. There's a hypersonic missile, which usually they're talking about the aircraft carrier killers. That's your local blow up your neighborhood missile, and that cruises along the ocean to hit an aircraft carrier and stuff. Then you've got the DF-41. That's the big nuke hypersonic missile. And the problem with any of these is that they're incredibly hard to steer. When you're going, you know, supersonic is like more than Mach 1, the speed of sound, more than Mach 1, Mach 2, Mach 3. But when you're talking like Mach 10 or Mach even 5, they call that hypersonic. It's like ultra supersonic. That's what hypersonic means. The thing is, they're really hard to steer. And the United States has known about these. And, you know, don't panic as much as the news headlines would want you to. I mean, we need to get our stuff together. The big thing we need to do in America is stop buying stuff made in China, because that's what's funding this. But we've known about this, but I think the news headlines are reporting on it because they were in China's parades. That's what's really going on with us. But we need to get our acts together and come up with some defense against this. We might already have it, but we don't like to tell the Chinese how we can shoot their missiles out of the sky. See you tomorrow.